Okay, we are embarking on Ksuvos again. Today we're going to go very, very slow. We're going to go slow, but I want to, slow but cover things. So the Mishnah tells us, Besua Nises Leom Arevi'i, V'amona Leom HaChamishi, Shepa Amayim B'Shabbos, Bad Adidim Yoshim B'Ayaros, V'yom HaShini, V'yom HaChamishi, Shemhoi Lotanis Besulim, Haya Mashkim Lebez. So we're told, I'll put it out there. There's a question in this Mishnah. I think it's an obvious question, maybe two obvious questions that come up in the Mishnah. What might be some obvious questions that you might raise in the Mishnah? Go ahead, I'm listening. Yes, Jonah Schenker.
Like you get married on Sunday.
Okay, so the obvious question number one is, we have a reason that a Basula gets married on Wednesday. What is that reason? Yes?
That's like the only day the Beis Din is open on Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay, Beis Din sits for business on Mondays and Thursdays. So we want her to get married the night before Beis Din sits. So Wednesday night is the night before. Why is that going to be helpful? Why is that meaningful to us? Yes, Gavriel.
She doesn't have a basula.
So if it turns out that he engages in a Maisa Bia on Wednesday night, and it turns out that he suspects that she is not a
Besula.
So that could be a bad thing. Why could that be a bad thing if she's not a Besula? Yes, Judah?
Invalidates the
Ksuva. Not correct, sort of. A little, not really. No. Mr. Rosen? What? Okay, you became a Besula because of a Maisa's Nus. Or not. Meaning, when did this arise? Did it arise after Erisin, or did it arise before Erisin? If it arose after Erisin, she committed znus. If she committed znus, what's the din? She's aser labayla. She's not allowed to be married to her husband. She has to be separate from her husband, and therefore, that's something we really, really want to know. Good? So get married on Wednesday. So comes along Jonah and says, you can also get married on Sunday and accomplish the same exact goal. Good. That's a good question. Who raises that question? Rashi doesn't raise the question. Rashi tells you that's such an obvious question. It's such an obvious question, like you got to jump on that question. So the Gemara is going to raise that question, and Rashi is going to anticipate and say, don't get so excited, be patient, the Gemara is going to raise the question, and so just relax. That's what Rashi says. Okay, there's one other question that at least bothers me in this mission. Mr. Luber.
Why is it
I would add, you're correct, but yeah. So Yona's going to say like this. Yona's saying, if I asked you, what day does that Basula get married? The answer is
Wednesday.
When does Nalmana get married? The answer is why does Nalmana get married on Wednesday? Why does Nalmana, I'm sorry. Why does the Basula get married on Wednesday? Because of Beis Din. Why does Nalmana get married on Thursday? Who said bracha? You're cheating. They're cheating. But what does the Mishnah have to say? The Mishnah leaves, big word coming, a lacuna. It leaves this open. It doesn't tell us. And therefore, there's a little bit of a difficulty. I'm asking Akash. Yeah, the Gemara is going to tell us that Thursday is a day of bracha. So that's why I want Almanas to get married on Thursday. But the Mishnah does not say that. So for some reason, the Mishnah felt it important that you know why a Besula gets married on Wednesday. But it's not as important to know why a Amana gets married on Thursday. I am curious why the Mishnah felt that necessity to teach me by Besula and not so by Amana. What are you doing now, David?
A question. Yeah. Isn't Amana also allowed to get married on Monday?
Amana gets married on Thursday.
Only Thursday?
Thursday. Thursday's her day. Okay, good. That's, we're not going to answer that question now. That's a sneak preview. What?
I guess it's not so shocking. Does it matter if the boy is, like, if the man is an almana? Like,
I mean, if he's a bacher or a, it doesn't seem to matter. The Gemara is going to discuss that in different contexts, but no, it doesn't seem to matter. Okay. Yeah?
Sula is like a lot of issue with the almana conversation. It's just like a Sula prophet.
So you give me an answer. Okay, so Naftali is suggesting an approach, is that I'm going to get a man on Thursday because of bracha. It's a nice thing, but it is not a halachic mandate, and therefore perhaps it's not in the Mishnah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little later. Okay, let's take a look at Tosas quickly. This Tosas, I want to as you're not, we're going to see, we're not going to learn every single Tosas, and if I'm going to ask you straight up, is the first Tosas before we learn the Tosas, is the first Tosas in the Masechet what I would call a fundamental, crucial Tosas? Not every Tosas is fundamental, crucial, or important. They're not fundamental, crucial. This Tosas is done on one letter. And he's asking a basic question when it comes to Masechet Kiddushin. What is the first letter of the Masechet? Hey. What is the first letter of this Masechet? A base. And Tosas asks, Hadlok Tani Habisula Katani Ha Isha Niknes or Ha Yavama Niknes. Tosas bothered. Why do we have a Hey Ha Yediya when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Yavama, and not so when it comes to Bisula? So Tosas answers, Mishum Dahasam Akra Koi Kiikach Ish Isha Ha Isha Haksula Vechein Ha Yavama. Oh. So Tosas gives an answer. Why is it that when it comes to Ha'isha Niknes and Hayavama, it uses the hay, and when it comes to Besula, it does not use the hay? Answer? Yeah!
Because it's referring to the Pasuk.
Oh. So it is referring to not any Isha by Ha'isha Niknes, it's referring to the Isha. Who is the Isha? The Isha in the Pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish Isha. It's not referring to any Yavama, it's referring to the Yavama. Which Yavama? In the Pasuk. But when it comes to Nosnes HaBesula, is there a particular Pasuk that addresses Nisun of a Besula? There's no such Pasuk. And therefore, it doesn't say ha. Okay, Afe, nice. Now you might think, this is a, okay. I think there's an idea over here. I just want to kind of put it out there as we embark on Masechet Ksuvos. It's not a Ksuvos idea, but it's a Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi idea. What was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's major, major chiddush? Major chiddush. You all know the major chiddush. What?
Well, they wrote down.
He converted Torah Shebaal Peh into Torah Shebichsav. Essentially, he wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh. That was a big, big chiddush. Are you allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh?
No,
not allowed. So what justified it?
Forgetting.
Is that the prior Mesorah, so to speak, was so strong that the best way of learning, the best way of transmitting that Mesorah was ish mi pi ish, orally. But there were some cracks. And he came to a horasha, he had to make a decision to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's still Torah Shebaal Peh, but write down Mishnah. And I believe, I heard this from a number of my rabbis, that when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh, he did so with an agenda of bridging the gap between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Not to think that Torah Shebaal Peh was the invention of the Chachamim, but it's part of the Mesorah of Sinai and therefore linked in tightly and directly to Torah Shebichsav. And whatever he could create a linkage between Psukim and the Mishnayos, he created that linkage. And this is an example of that. At least what Tosas suggests, Ha Isha, the Isha in the Chumash, that's the Isha that we're talking about. The Yavama in the Chumash is the Yavama that we're talking about in the Mishnayos, and the Sula doesn't have that phenomena, and therefore it drops off. That's the suggestion of this Tosas. If I want to study in Yone Purim, what Masechet do I learn?
Megillah.
If I want to study and understand the topics of Chanukah, what Masechet do I learn?
Shabbos.
How come there's no Maseches Chanukah? Like there's a Maseches Purim. three plot Masechet Shabbos that deal with Chanuch Inyanim. There's a whole Masechet that deals with Purim Inyanim. Why is that? I don't know for sure, but I'll suggest. What does Purim have that Chanukah does? A Torah Shvichsav. It has Megillah, which is a Torah Shvichsav. And now that you have Torah Shvichsav, so now Rebbe says, I'm going to write Mishnayos that are going to develop and create that bridge between Torah Shvichsav and Torah Shvichsav. Does Chanukah have a Torah Shvichsav? No Torah Shvichsav? Are there any Mishnayos that talk about Chanukah? Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos, but not Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah, not, that's all the Gemara, but you don't have, so there's no Torah Shvichsav, and therefore there's no bridge to that Torah Shvichsav. Okay, that's Tosus number one. With that in mind, let's shift to the second Tosus, which is a much more important Tosus. So let's just get a little background first. Take a look at, I gave you some Mishnah, Gemara, Masechus, Kiddushin. Let's just take a look at that quickly first, and then we'll get into Tosus. So the Mishnah, Masechus, Kiddushin, first Mishnah, you're all probably very familiar with that. Ha'isha Nignes B'Shosha Drachim, Kesef Shtarambia, Kones Atzma B'Shnei Drachim, Get and Misas Hafa'al, Hayavama Nignes B'Bia, Bekona Es Atzma B'Chalitza, Uva Misas Hayav. First two words of Masechus Kiddushin are Ha'isha Nignes. That's the first parak. Second parak. First two words of the second parak of Masechus Kiddushin are Ha'ish Mikadosh. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Beis Mabeis, is going to be bothered by two discrepancies. Why Ha'isha and Ha'ish? Why is she the subject of the first Mishnah? He's the subject of the second, and why is it Nignes and then a new verb called Mikadosh? That's the Gemara over there in Masechus Kiddushin. Let's just take a look at that Gemara for a second. So the Gemara here says, V'nisni hacha, ha'ishk, where am I? I would say, V'nisni hasam ha'ish kone, Mekar tani lish doraisa, but sol tani lishna dirabanan. My lish dirabanan, the os alah akuy amake hegdesh. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we shift from Kinyan to Mekadesh? Kinyan is a lashon doraisa. Mekadesh is a lashon dirabanan. So we open with doraisa, we close with dirabanan. The osra akuy amake hegdesh. And then the Gemara says, v'nisni hacha ish konen. Why does it say Ha'isha Nignes? It should say Ha'ish Kone. Ha'ish Kone. Why is Ha'ish Kone a better thing to say? What? Better thing to say. Why is Ha'ish Kone a better thing to say? Yes, Gabriel? Why is Ha'ish Kone a better thing to say? Because who is the player in Kiddushin? The man. He is the Mekadesh. So who should be the subject of the Maisa Kiddushin? Ha'ish. It's unusual that it's Ha'isha. That's the Gemara's bothered by. V'nisni ha'ish konen. So the Gemara says, Mishum de kabar l'nisni seifa v'kona es atzma bidida tani nami resha bidida. So since the seifa says v'kona es atzma, the resha also uses her as the subject. V'nisni ha'ish kone umakne. Mishum de'ika mishabal de'lav ihu komakne. Min shamayu de'makne. So you can't say ish kone umakne because is he makne back to her when he dies? That's not called him being makne. Hashem is makne, so to speak. The marriage is just expiring by dint of his death. Fine. The Ibois Aim. And this is what gets underlined 10 times over. The Ibois Aima, I Tana Kona, Hava Amina Afilu Bal Korchach, Tana ha'isha nikneis midaita in shalom midaita. So says the Gemara, the Baizema. No, no. It had to say ha'isha nikneis. Her being the subject. Why? Because we want to teach you a chiddush. What's the chiddush that we want to teach you? That there is no kiddushin baal korcha. That the only way you can do kiddushin is with her das. Without her das, it doesn't work. And by writing ha'isha nikneis, highlighting and emphasizing that she too is a player. He does the ma'isa kiddushin. Her das is very, very relevant. You need her das, and hence the requirement for ha'isha nikneis. Yes.
What if her father like marries her off?
If she's a katana, and her father can marry her off, is there a das makna involved as necessary? The answer is 100%. But it's not her das; it's the father's das. But you need das on the part of the, I'll call it the woman's side. Okay, Rabosai. So just if I want to. What is the yisod that I get from Maseches Kiddushin? You need das ha'isha. Okay? Das ha'isha for Kiddushin is absolutely required. Good? Now, if I was learning with you Maseches Kiddushin, which I'm not, I might ask a question. I'm not learning Maseches Kiddushin. What question might I ask? Why the Mishnah have to write over there Ha'isha Niknes? To teach me that you need Das Ha'isha. Implying what? I might have thought that I can do Kiddushin against her will. Really? I would have thought that.
Doesn't make any sense.
You can marry her against her will. Kiddushin is a kinyan. Does kinyan require das?
No.
Yes.
Of course it does.
Why is it different than any other kinyan? And it's like an important kinyan. Can you imagine marriage, bal karcha, like this? Hard to imagine. So why? What's the happening over here in Kiddushin? I'm not learning Kiddushin, but I would definitely ask that question. I'm not going to ask it. If I would, I would ask it, but I'm not asking it. But that is, that's what we get out of that mission. Yes, Jonah?
Would this be coming to exclude a case where if she gets raped, then it wouldn't be marriage to be? Because it's not about
her. Yeah, if she got raped, and she had no das for kiddushin. Yeah, it would not be a good kiddushin. It's not a kiddushin. You can't generate a kiddushin, bal karcha, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, good. So far, so good. Ilan Lurie. Okay, Rabosa. With that in mind, I want to look at Tosis. It's a small Tosis, but a very, very significant Tosis. Okay, second Tosis. Nises. What is Tosis bothered by? Yeah!
How come it doesn't say Nisuin as a Basula, but instead it says Basula Nises?
Okay, in other words, who's the subject of our Mishnah? Who is the subject of our mission? The woman is the subject of our mission. But who ought to be the subject of our mission? The man ought to be the subject of our mission. Just like Ha'ish Mekadesh. We explained why Ha'ish a nickname is because of a special chiddush, but the default is Ha'ish Mekadesh. That's your default. If that's your default, then it should say Nosin es Habesu. That should be your default. Good? Okay. Soha, delo katani no sense abasula, kmo ish mekadesh, says Tos, answer number one. Lefisha ata mekatzer yoter. What is Tos's answering? Yeah! Yeah, Rebbe was liked concision. He liked to do things short. After all, as we mentioned, Rav Yudan Nasi was doing something radical. What was he doing that was so radical? Writing down Torah Shabbat Peh, turning it into Torah Shabbat Ksav. Did Rebbe turn Torah Shabbat Peh into Torah Shabbat Ksav? Did he? Not really. It looks like he did a little bit. But Rebbe just kind of put down, and the Gemara as well. You ever learn, has anyone ever opened up an art school in their lives? You'll notice art school, very fascinating what they do. They have one page of Gemara. How many pages in English does it take to do one page in Aramaic?
Like 3 to 5.
3 to 5. 3 to 5. Why is that? Why not just have the translation page per page? So the answer is, you'll notice when you look at the English side of the art scroll, there's bolded parts and there's non-bolded parts. Why do they do that?
So we're more important than
the bold is the literal words that are in the Gemara, and the non-bold are the
filler words.
Not, but
it's
the fleshing out of the pshat. It's pshat. In other words, who compiled the Gemaras? Rav Yudan Nasi did the Mishnayos. Who compiled the Gemaras? Ravina and Ravashi. What they did is they just, what I would suggest is it's just a mnemonic device. All of Shas is a mnemonic device. Like code words. Enough words that now you can recollect and put together the entire corpus of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Which is why, so the art school has to fill in all those non-bolded words to kind of flesh it out. In other words, it's still Torah Shebaal Peh. You just have some key words that are going to help you memorize it. When you're sitting b'chavrusa, whether b'ki is b'ian, whatever, what should you be doing when you read a Gemara? You should be learning the Gemara and then saying it over in your words. Saying it over. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh process. That's what you should be doing and developing Shaka Vitari Baal Peh to kind of really, really get it down. But the Gemara is just that code. So says the Mishnah, says Tosis. Here's me Makatzer. Rebbe is Makatzer. He just gave you some shorthand. The bare minimum. No Siddhas HaBasula is a couple of letters longer than Basula Nise. So he wrote Basula Nise. That's answer number one. Are we going to spend any time on answer number one beyond what we just did? No. Answer number three. Va'ot. Dehasam by Ha'ish Mekadesh. Akra Koi. You know why it says Ha'ish Mekadesh? Because it's going back to the pasuk ki yikach ish. So back to the pasuk, and that's why it says ish mekadosh. What pasuk in Shas, in Chumash teaches me Yisuf? Give me the pasuk. Huh?
There is none.
There's no pasuk. If there's no pasuk, I'm not bound to the Chumash precedent, which Rebbe, now two Tosas back to back, Tos points out Rebbe linked Torah Shebaal Peh into the Torah Shebaal Ksav. So I have that when it comes to Kiddush, and I don't have that when it comes to Nisu. Which really, really begs the question. Let's just put it out there. Can someone tell me what Nisuin is? Simple baby question.
Yisur.
Really?
What is step two?
Tell me what it is. I know it's the second stage of marriage. I know that. But what is it? Gabriel? What? It's a machlekes how to do it. How many possibilities can you you think there are? Six, three or four, a lot. Okay, there's a lot of possibilities. Nisuin might be this thing called chuppah. Nisuin might be bringing her into the husband's house. Nisuin might be badek. Nisuin might be yichud haroy labia. Nisuin might be yichud even if it's not roy labia. A lot of shittas. Isn't that curious itself? If I had to ask you, what is kiddushin, what's your answer? Kesed Shtar Bir. The first Mishnah is crystal clear. It's one of those three possibilities, any of those three possibilities, and it's clearly defined by the Mishnais. There's a Pasuk, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, and from that I will derive the methods of Kiddush. What Pasuk teaches me Nisuin? I don't know. How do you do Nisuin? Not sure. Five possibilities. Not sure. Nisuin is really, really, really unclear, opaque, hard to get a handle on. Oh, if you want to study Kiddushin, what Masech are you going to learn? Masech Kiddushin. If you want to study Nisuin, what Masech are you going to learn?
Nothing.
I don't know. There's no such thing as Masech Nisuin. If it's anything, it's Masech Nisuin. But it doesn't even like get a Maseches Nisuin. Let's go to the middle answer, Tosis. So Tosis now says, V'od. Second answer. D'itana hachi, had you written, no sin es habesul, what would I think? Hava amina afilu bal korchach, kedemeshane gabe hodepar, listen ish kone. If you wrote, no sin es habesula, with the man as the subject, I would have reached what conclusion?
You could do nisuin bal
korchach. You could do nisuin bal korchach. What's Tosis' conclusion? Can you do Nisuin Bal Karcha?
No.
And that's why it says Besula Nises. In other words, Tosis is suggesting what the Gemara asked by Ha'isha Niknes and the Chiddush of the Gemara by Ha'isha Niknes, the Gemara doesn't ask this question by Nisuin, does not ask the question. But the same conclusion, it said Besula Nises to teach me that it has to be done with her?
Das.
With her das. Mordechai had a comment, a question? Okay. Now, this sounds like there's a havamina that you can do nisuin bal korchach. Correct? Correct. There might have been a havamina you could do kiddushin bal korchach. The Gemara says nothing doing. Here the Gemara doesn't even get involved in the question. The Gemara does not get involved in the question. And I'm putting this out there for you to think about. Let me see what you have to say. Why might you think a pretty strong havamina that you can do nisuin without her consent? Yes, Judah?
And I think it's more practical back then to use your
consent. I'm not interested in, I'm looking for a lumdish answer, not Gavi. Oh, very good. That's what you're going to say. Okay, in other words, Ishus is a process. Has she acquiesced to marriage to this guy? Yes. So what is Nisuin? I don't know what Nisuin is. But if all Nisuin is something that clinches the Kiddushin, do I necessarily require independent das for Nisuin? No. If you assume that Nisuin is a back-end independent kinyan, should it require das?
Yes.
Yes. But if all it is clinching the Kiddushin, what I'll call the Gemar HaKinyan, whatever that means, then perhaps Nisuin doesn't require das. And Tosis puts on the table for us, it does require her das, but a havamina that perhaps not. And maybe other Rishonim will take that havamina a little bit further. I was speaking to Jonathan Rose and Shlita, and we're just pointing out. It seems to me that there are approximately 5 Ishus transactions that exist in the corpus of Ishus. What are the 5 Ishus transactions? Who said Yibum? Okay. Yibum, Kiddushin, Nisuin, Chalitza, and Get. 5 Ishus transactions. Does Get require Das HaIsha?
No.
Does Kiddushin require Das HaIsha?
Yes.
Does Chalitza require Das HaIsha?
Yes.
No.
She
does have to spill
the
ship. So we'll leave that. That's a curiosity. Does Yibum require Das HaIsha?
No.
So I gave you a Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. 4th source. Well-known Mishnah. How do you do Yibum? Mizbir. Yibum is. So the Yavam and the Yavama engage in a Maisa Bia. And that does what? That means they're now married. That means they are now fully married. Until that point, they have some kind of what's called a zika, a connection. But she's not allowed to marry someone else. She has to end this relationship, either chalitza or yibum. So the Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos Nun Gimel Amud Beis tells us, Haba'al Yevimto. Bein b'shoge, bein b'meze, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzen, afilu hu shoge v'himei zida, hu meid v'shogeges, hu anus, v'hi lo anusa, hi anusa v'hu lo anus, echad ha-ma'ara, v'echad ha-gomer, kana, v'lo chilek, bein bia, lebia. What emerges from this mission on Maseches Yevamos is if doesn't matter how it happens. If a Maisa Bia took place, somehow, she was Ba'inus. He is Ba'inus. It just happened, somehow, that any Das for Ishus whatsoever, what's the halacha? They're married, and now she needs a get. Now she needs a get. So Yibum seems to be like, yeah, you don't need das. Now I have Nisuin. I'm putting a question up there. What is my model for Nisuin? So one possibility is my model is Kiddush. And if Kiddush is my model, Kiddushin's a Kenyan, Nisuin's a Kenyan, and Kinyan requires das. But what might be an alternative model? Yibum, perhaps, is an alternative model. What is a common denominator between Yibum and Nisuin? Yes, Mr. Luber?
Yeah,
Meaning what? Say, but say
we
tighter.
We have the kedushin, so there's something there. We didn't do the nisuah yet, and even the husband died. We haven't had the actual husband married.
Meaning, use my language. What does Yibum do? Use my language. I use a C word. That's a good C word. Clinched is okay. The word I used was? No. Clinched. It clinches the relationship. In other words, there is something there that's pre-existing. By Nisuin is a pre-existing relationship of Kiddush. By Yibum, after the first husband dies, is there something between the brother and the Yavam?
Yeah.
Yes, there's something there. I'm not calling it Kiddush. We're going to call it a Zika, but there's something there. It's a connection. Connection. And that connection needs to get resolved, either through Chalitza or clinched through, but it's some kind of back-end process. And perhaps back-end process might not need Das if the Das has already been instilled in the front-end process. Okay? Okay.
Yeah. Why would there be a Havamina that Nisuin is just like the last like clinch for the Kedushin as opposed to it being like its own separate thing? Because I mean correct me if I'm wrong, I think if between the before Nisuin but like after Kedushin in that stage, like if she has relations with another man, isn't it as if like there was nothing ever happened, like they don't even have to get a get?
Absolutely not. With once Kiddushin happens, she's an Eshazish. And if she sleeps with another man, that's called Snus.
Right, no, but do they have to get a get?
Absolutely. Get requires once Kiddushin happens, she needs a get. Okay, there's a good point to pause, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna pause, but not stop. Let's just learn one Rambam together, and this will start to pick up Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. Okay, open up, and if you've seen, look at Hilchos Ishus. And as you see the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, you might want to look at maybe some of the Rams tonight, but I'm asking you to think ahead. Maybe tonight. Is there Chazara tonight? Tonight is not. I don't know. Think ahead. As you learn the Rambams, does the Rambam require Das for Nisu? Does he require Das for Nisu? I know Tosis says yes. I don't know. But I'm going to call it consent. I'm going to call it rutzon. I'm going to call it, I don't know. I'm not defining it, but it's an affirmative, rutzon. Okay? Now, just look at that. There's a famous Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ishus. It's worthy of consideration. So the Rambam writes over here. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And we'll close with this. Kodem matan Torah, haya adam pogea isha bashuk, imratza hu, vihi lisa osa, machnis lato beso, uboala, beino levein atzmo, vitie lo leisha. Before matan Torah, a couple wanted to get married. They say, we want to get married. He brings her home. They have bia. And she's now his wife. Kevan shenitna Torah, nitztavu Yisrael. Shim yirtza ha'ish lisa isha, Yikne osa tchila bifnei edim, v'achrakach tielo leisha shenemar ki yikach ish isha upa elel. So this Rambam has bothered many people. Is the Rambam a historian? No. So the Rambam opens Hilchos Ishos by telling you a little history. What's the history? Kodem Matan Torah. Just in case you're curious how marriage worked, this is how marriage worked. Brings her home, they have Bia, now they're happily married. Came along the Torah with a chiddush. What is the chiddush? That before you do that, you need to be kona her tchila. You need a kinyan. Ki yikach ish isha. Now it's a chiddush of the Torah. Not only do you need a kinyan, what else do you need? Eden. Kiyikach ishish, and then the Rambam says the next halacha that this kinyan is a mitzvah asay shel Torah kesef shtar ubiya. Why am I bringing up this Rambam? Okay. Yes. Just adding a little bit. Yeah. Well, before that, Rabosai. What was the real Chiddush HaTorah when it comes to the marriage process? And is the Rambam giving me history? The Chiddush HaTorah is Kiddush. Was there an institution of marriage before Matan Torah? Yeah. Absolutely. And if I were to give that institution of marriage before Matan Torah a label, what label would I call it? If I slapped a name on it, what might I call it? I might call it Nisun, which is basically a decision to live together, I'll call it, in some kind of committed relationship. Are there any legalities and formalities to it? None whatsoever. What was the Chiddush HaTorah? Legalities and formalities, which will create a more bonded, more formalized, more committed relationship. How do we do that? We do that via Kiddush. With, in the presence of? Aiden. And then, last point. If you look at the Rambam on the top of Halacha Aleph, there's something called the Koteret HaRambam. The title. What does the title say? Yesh b'chol arba mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvah say, shtei mitzvot say. What's the first mitzvah? Lisa Isha. What does Lisa Isha mean? To be married. Biksuva ve kiddush. The mitzvah is to get married. It was always marriage, even before Matan Torah. But it's to get married in a certain way. What way? With formality, with kiddushin. Ooh, and then he adds another word. And with ksuva. I'm going to tell you a secret, and we're going to stop here. Is ksuva a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? According to the Rambam, it's a din d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. Yet, what did the Rambam say? What's the mitzvah say d'oraisa? To get married with kiddushin and ksuva. But how can that be if ksuva is? The Rabban. How does that get into the... We'll stop here. take a deep breath, and we'll pick it up, Mitzvah Shem, on Sunday. Yeah.